Let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. The man who's been computing this in his head for the past 12 hours, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, boy. I saw this coming yesterday, and I was just waiting to see if all the modeling was going to come together. But we went from literally no snow from the computer models to moderate snow. And I hope this is not a sign of things to come for the winter, folks. It's not really a storm. It is the old front that has stalled in the southeastern states and the Gulf states. And the jet stream is coming up along the coast and is going to grab this moisture and bring it right up along the coast. The thinking the last couple of days was that it was going to stay offshore. Well, that's not going to be the case. It's snowing this morning in Houston. It's snowing in Alexandria, Louisiana. It's snowing in Jackson, Mississippi. It's snowing in Alabama. All of that's coming north. It'll arrive here early tomorrow morning and end early Sunday morning. When all is said and done, 3 to 5 inches expected. Again, folks, are we forecasting for your lawn or are we forecasting for your roadways? 2 weeks before Christmas, people will be out. They need to drive. That's the most important thing. I'm thinking 3 to 5 inches, of course, for the roadways. You may get a tiny bit more on some of your lawns, but who cares? You don't have to shovel your lawn, that's for sure. And the highs, low 30s tomorrow. Oh, I should say Sunday after snow showers, partly sunny and 40. So we'll get some melting and sun and clouds, 35 to 40 Monday and some melting. Tuesday, Wednesday was projected to be, quite a big system. You wouldn't believe if you looked at the computer models this morning. They're saying not much at all. Maybe a little snow Tuesday into Wednesday. Do I believe that? No. Why should I?
Yeah, right.
I believe the computer models yesterday morning, and look what happened. And I mean, in the infamous Euro model yesterday morning, 0 for Saturday. Nothing at all. And now all of a sudden, several inches. So it's not just, folks, it wasn't just the American model. It was all the models. And 2 days ago, there was a model that was forecasting 4, 5, 6 inches of snow. And everybody threw it out and called it an outlier. And that model was the Canadian.
Well, what's the Canadian saying for next week?
The Canadian's not saying anything. Saying, snow showers.
All right. Well, we'll see. I just have a feeling that you had predicted in your long range forecast that the snow, our snowy part of the winter would be from Christmas time on,
right.
And it looks like you might be right.
I also predicted the first snow for the 8th of December.
Yep.
I will be one day off.
Well, but you're going to win. I lost already.
All right, because I'll be one day off. Right.
I lost already. I mean, I was blown out. I was blown out. So
now, I have a little game for Marshall this morning. I just thought you'd get a kick out of this. I'm going to go just run down a list real quick, and I want you to tell me how many things you remember. Count the ones that you remember, the ones that you were told about, okay?
All right.
Not the ones that you were told about. Only the ones that you remember.
Okay.
And then there's a score at the bottom. Blackjack chewing gum.
Remember.
Wax Coke-shaped bottles with colored sugar water.
Remember it.
Candy cigarettes.
Remember it.
Soda pop machines that dispensed glass bottles.
Remember it.
Coffee shops and diners with tableside jukeboxes.
Remember it.
Home milk delivery in glass bottles.
Remember it.
Party lines on the telephone.
Remember it and used it.
Newsreels before the movie.
Heard about it.
PF flyers.
Had them.
See? Butch wax.
Remember it.
TV test patterns.
Remember it.
Pea shooters.
Remember it.
Howdy doody.
Remember it.
High fives.
Remember it.
Roller skate keys.
Remember it.
Drive-ins.
Remember them.
Wash tub ringers.
Remember one.
Okay. If you remembered 16 or more, You're older than dirt.
Guess what?
You had to remember less than six to consider yourself young.
No, I'm older than dirt. You had to remember more than six.
I remembered all of them. Yeah. I remembered all of them. So, yeah, so I'm older than dirt, too. Yeah, so I thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
The only reason, the only thing I wasn't sure of was I'm not sure if I saw newsreels before the movie. I might have, but I can't actually say that I did. I don't, because I probably didn't pay attention like I never did in school or anything like that. So that's why I backed off on that and said heard about it. But I just did. I'm not sure I actually saw those newsreel clips, you know, the highlights and stuff.
Right. I vaguely remember it, but I think I remember it as part of a movie and not really on TV. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like where they would show, oh, back in the good old days, you know, and then you would see the 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it on TV at all. Yeah.
But I remember test patterns. So anyhow. Not only do I remember test patterns, but I remember when TV stations were on in the morning and then off and then came on in the afternoon and then went off and then came on in the evening and went off. They weren't on all day.
That's correct. It wasn't 24 hours. That is correct. No. Yep. So there we are. I'm sorry I had to bring in the snow on Saturday. I didn't have any plans. They have our Christmas parade here in Orangeburg tomorrow at 6 p.m. I don't know if they're going to cancel it because of the snow.
Well, here's the whole thing. Here's what I need to know from you right now. We're having Santa Claus. The Sharon Lions Club is coming to the Bargain Barn in Sharon tomorrow from 10 until 12. With free cider and cookies and free pictures for the kids. And we're asking people to bring non-perishable pet food supplies to give to pet food pantries in our area.
Okay.
What's it going to be like in between 10 and 12?
It should be snowing, and it'll be snowing steadily.
All right. Looks like we might have to reschedule Santa.
I don't know what they're going to do about the parade, but I'll contact them today because I was very excited about it. They have all the fire engines decorated, and they have the businesses design floats and everything like that. And at the end of the parade, they present the most innovative Christmas float with a prize, a trophy.
And do you have a float in the parade?
No.
Metro Weather doesn't have a float?
No.
Okay, no. We're going to float for next year, Pat.
Yeah, okay, we'll work on that.
All right, well, I won't speak to you tomorrow.
No.
But we'll have your guys in the Weather Center.
Yep. Bill will be here. And I'll see you bright and early on Monday morning and see what we're going to be cooking up for your Tuesday commute to the city.
All right, Pat. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.